Greetings and welcome to all our benevolent viewers from around the world. Thanks for joining us on Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, bringing you uplifting stories from around the globe.
Broadcasting from Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television can be viewed on Astra 1 at 19.2 degrees east or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east in Europe, the Middle East and North Africa. Starting November 16th, in just 21 days, we will be available globally by 9 more satellites. We invite you to see our announcement throughout our broadcast for more detail about this very exciting news.
Today in Noteworthy News, USAID helps Haiti schools welcome students back. In public interest news, Prime Minister Harper of Canada allocates $64 million in an anti-drug campaign. In science news, Australian researchers discover how to effectively design cancer treatment programs for the individual patient. In environmental news, California's film industry leads the way in being ecologically friendly. In health news, eating chocolate is good for you. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, October the 26th, Dr. Manfred Maxneef was born in Chile in 1932. Dr. Maxneef taught economics at the University of California, Berkeley. He then became a visiting professor at universities across Latin America and the United States. In 1981, he wrote From the Outside Looking In, which describes his experiences with the underprivileged. He also founded the Center of Development Alternatives, which promotes humane and localized economic models of development. In 1983, Dr. Maxneef received the Right Livelihood Award for helping communities in developing nations. Thank you, Dr. Manfred Maxneef, for your commitment to the improvement of people's lives. We wish you a happy and blessed birthday. Flying News, October the 25th, special wishes from Supreme Master Ching Hai. On October the 25th, people from diverse cultures around the world are celebrating the 14th anniversary of the Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. Proclaimed by the Honorable Mayor Frank F. Fossey of Honolulu, Hawaii, the USA in 1993. This year, at a warm and cozy gathering, organized by our association members to celebrate this special occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai shared.
Thank you so much, Guy. You really, I have to say, I'm very touched by your dedication to your palate. Do we sing or anything?
Happy
birthday. Okay. I'm born anew every day. Birthday, of course, fine. Okay, singing, whatever.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ching
Hai Day. Happy birthday to you. All of you. Every day we're reborn anew, huh? Yes. I have to really say some word of thanks because the program today for Ching Hai Day was excellent. Yeah, very nice, and I feel the joy, you guys jumping around and shouting about and dancing aloud. It was really nice, really nice. I mean, and the editor of the SMTV and scriptwriter, you know, they make the program really very crispy, huh? Yeah, no nonsense talking between, just continue program. I love that kind of show. Yes. Okay, so thank you all, guys, all over the world. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And happy yourself, Qinghai Day. I really enjoyed the program. Didn't you enjoy the thing? Oh, yeah. You did watch? Wow, it's beautiful, huh? It's really.
Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for your unconditional love, grace, and presence in this world. May God bless you with great health and happiness as you continue with your noble mission for all beings.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association works with rescue groups to aid those affected in California wildfires. As over a dozen wildfires raged in Southern California, federal, state, and local authorities have partnered to preserve life, minimize damage, and extinguish the fires. Officials not only led the largest evacuation of people in the history of California, but also made sure that animals were safely removed from the fire's path. Some evacuation centers allowed people to bring their pets, while the San Diego Animal Support Foundation also coordinated temporary foster homes for other animal friends. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in San Diego and Los Angeles traveled to the evacuation centers to offer comfort and much-needed supplies for the evacuees. In God's love, our association members brought water, food, personal necessities, blankets, and baby supplies, among other vital items to those affected.
By Thursday, Mother Nature began lending a helping hand as the winds began to ease off and firefighters were more easily able to contain the blazes. Thank you, and God bless the United States, California state and local officials, and all Californians for your compassionate and dedicated actions to preserve the safety of people and animals alike. We thank God for His boundless blessings in protecting so many lives and pray for a speedy restoration and return to normalcy for all.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly-in News. Ceasefire in Darfur. In support of the upcoming Darfur peace talks in Libya, Sudan plans to announce a ceasefire with Darfur clan groups. Abdel Mahmoud Abdel Halim Mohammed, the Sudanese ambassador to the United Nations, said that the announcement will be made at the opening of the peace talks in Libya. He stated, "On that day, we will declare a ceasefire so that we can give the negotiators a chance to get out with an agreement on cessation of hostilities in the first round of talks." Thank you, Sudan, for your gesture towards peaceful resolution. We pray to the Most High that all parties will have a fruitful dialogue, one with lasting peace for the people of Darfur.
YN News, Iran, new round of diplomacy. On Wednesday, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that Iran will start a new round of diplomacy focusing on creating international peace and security. He also said that the diplomatic efforts will aim to promote a global sense of brotherhood and security, as well as national benefits. Thank you, President Ahmadinejad, for your efforts in creating harmonious relations among nations. May Allah bless you in your peaceful mission.
Lion News, Democratic Republic of Congo General sends personnel as goodwill gesture. General Laurent Nkunda announced on Wednesday that he will integrate 500 men into the Congolese army to demonstrate his group's commitment to national unity. He stated, "I'm doing this to show that we want peace." Thank you, and heaven bless General Nkunda and your men for this meaningful gesture towards a peaceful nation. May the beautiful people of the Democratic Republic of Congo be blessed with unity, prosperity, and friendship.
Lion News. Israeli minister calls for Hamas moderates' involvement in peace negotiations. Israeli minister Ami Ayalon is calling upon his government to invite members of Palestine's Hamas party to the upcoming Middle East peace conference. Minister Ayalon said that the definitions of both sides were becoming less relevant, and that it is important only to speak to moderate members of both Hamas and Fatah. Thank you and heaven bless, Mr. Ayalon, for your endeavors to form a partnership with all Palestinians. May the Most High bless the peace summit with a unified outcome of harmony for all in the Middle East.
Flying News. Peruvians receive aid. The International Organization for Migration, or IOM, has distributed $4.4 million in relief aid to thousands of earthquake survivors in Peru. The funding came from the United Nations Central Emergency Relief Fund. About 55,000 people received direct benefit from the emergency relief supplies distributed by IOM. Thank you, and God bless all staff members of IOM who have dedicated their time these past 2 months in providing humanitarian assistance to the people of Peru. May God bless all Peruvians as they rebuild their lives.
Lion News. U.S. provides aid to end child labor in Africa. The United States donates $16 million to the Democratic Republic of Congo, Togo, and Uganda for projects to eliminate child labor. The donation is part of a $54 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor to end child labor practices around the world. More than 1 million children have been helped by projects funded by the Department of Labor's Bureau of International Labor Affairs. The Deputy Undersecretary of the Department, Charlotte Ponticelli, stated, "These children have been given a chance to rebuild their lives. Thank you and God bless the United States for your commitment to protecting the world's children. May all children of the world be blessed with God's love and happy, carefree childhoods."
Lion News. OLEXIS, or Vietnamese government, grants amnesty to prisoners. OLEXIS President Nguyen Mun Trich has granted amnesty to a total of 8,066 prisoners. The amnesty is one of the many ways OLEC, or Vietnam, celebrates National Day. Thank you, President Nguyen Mun Trich and OLEC, for this kind gesture. May heaven bless the freed individuals with a bright future filled with happiness and opportunity.
Lion News. Italy increases donations to UN agency. Italy will double her 2008 donation to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, with a focus on health projects in Palestine. The increase in funding was announced prior to Italian Deputy Foreign Minister Patricia Santinelli's visit to the West Bank in Jerusalem. Thank you and God bless Italy for your loving generosity to the people of Palestine. May heaven bless all refugees with happy and peaceful lives.
Flying News. News from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association from Formosa. On October 25th, The Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Publishing Company, LTD, held a book launch for Supreme Master Qinghai's book, The Dogs in My Life, at the Taipei Youth Activity Center. Many guests and dignitaries attended in support of our animal friends, such as former Ambassador of Haiti in Taiwan, former Dean of the Diplomatic Corps in Taipei, Ambassador Sunny Serafin, Dr. Du Bai, renowned veterinarian and author, Mr. Yifeng Ye, DVM MS Director of Taipei Municipal Institute for Animal Health, CEO Lily Wang, Help Save a Pet Fund Taiwan, Ms. Patricia Y. Cortman, representative from Garden City Community, Deutsches Kulturzentrum Taipei, representatives from the Taiwan Doctor Dog Association, among others.
The Dogs in My Life was written as a dedication to the gentle souls of our animal friends. Through vivid photographs and touching tales, Supreme Master Qinghai shares the heartfelt stories of the 10 adorable dogs she has adopted into her forever loving home. The highlight of the event was a video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai, broadcast live to all attendees. Supreme Master Qinghai shared her thoughts with guests as follows.
谢谢大家拨空来。拥护我们今天的开会，这个代表说我们每个人都有爱护动物的精神在心里面，就是大家表达不同。这本书呢，希望能够把大家藏起来的爱力啊提醒起来，因为每个人在里面呢、都有上帝在内，都有佛心，佛心或是天堂在内，或是上帝的在内都一样。所以我们如果有上帝在内或是有佛心的话，一定是要有爱心的，一定是有的，互相爱护，包括动物呀，包括我们的动物，而且他们看起来是比较弱小而无助，是需要我们帮忙，需要我们疼爱，需要我们保护他们。这是以世界的看法来讲的啦，以那个形状来讲的，以物质想法来说。不然的话，如果我们真正的了解动物，他们的灵性是非常高。如果我们爱护一个动物的话，它的反而会帮助我们很多。
Currently, Supreme Master Qinghai's books, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, are available at over 400 major bookstores in Formosa and online at www.smchbooks.com as well as www.amazon.com. May God bless our world so that the love and respect between all beings continues to blossom and flourish into a haven of peace for all of Earth's co-inhabitants. Please tune in tomorrow to Supreme Master Television as we provide further reports from this special event.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from South Africa. Supreme Master Television was on hand in Pretoria, South Africa to find out about some very exciting developments in the reduction of the greenhouse gas N2O. SASOL, a South African field production company, has become the first company to register a nitrous oxide N2O abatement project. This is the first time that a project using secondary catalyst has been registered as a clean development mechanism project in terms of the Kyoto Protocol. Let's hear from our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Pretoria.
Amenzela ingxelo ngoArchibald Ndungane ekwikomkhulu lasePretoria eMzantsi Afrika. Ndibikela iSupreme Master Television. ISASO, inkampani eseMzantsi Afrika, ithe yayeyokuqala kwiinkampani zelizwe ukushicilela kwiirejista umsebenzi wokuthomalalisa ubuzaza be-nitrous oxide eluphawu u-N2O. Ubugcisa obusetyenzisiweyo bokuthomalalisa ubuzaza be-N2O bobodidi lwesibini lwe-catalyst. Igesi u-N2O ingunobangela wokubambeka kobushushu emoyeni. ISasol ke ithe yanethemba lokuba ngonyaka iyawukwazi ukwenza izigidi zeetoni zingabisayi kuxhumela emoyeni noba ukumangaleleka kwayo ekungcolisekeni komoya akusayi kuphinda kube yinto ejongelwa phezulu. Okwangoku ke masibuyisele iintambo kwamagumbi ethu okusasaza aseLos Angeles, eCalifornia.
The project is expected to earn significant income through sales of the resulting carbon credits. A share of these carbon credits will be invested to benefit local community-based sustainable development projects.
Dr. Reiner Groh of SASOL Chemical Businesses said, "This project reflects our continuous strive to decrease the impact of our operations on the environment through the use of innovative technologies. It offers significant environmental benefits for SASOL, our local communities, and South Africa. Thank you and God bless SASOL for your amazing project. May heaven bless those companies and individuals who are finding effective ways to protect our invaluable planet."
In world news, U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, helps Haiti reopen schools. With generous support from USAID, international organizations, and private donors, thousands of Haitian schools welcome students for the new school year. The United Nations, United States, religious groups, and community organizations, with international and private funds, have been trying to assist in rebuilding Haiti's educational system. Over the past 3 years, the United States has provided $24 million to train teachers, develop programs, and buy supplies in Haiti. Recently, USAID contributed $8 million for textbooks and other materials for the new school year. Thank you, and God bless the U.S. Agency for International Development and all other participating groups and organizations for your loving concern for the children of Haiti. May heaven bless all children to have the opportunity to learn and grow in peace. Ahead on Noteworthy News, Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper takes measures to protect the welfare of Canadian people. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Keep your dial tuned here to Supreme Master Television.
again to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. I'm Flippy the Penguin.
And I'm Flippo the Penguin.
In the autumn time, there is always a bountiful supply of fresh chestnuts. It's very easily digested, being high in carbohydrates and low in oil content.
Chestnuts are the only nuts that contain vitamin C. These tasty nuts can be boiled, roasted, and pureed for use in savory dishes with grains, beans, and fruits and vegetables.
You can even add them to your breakfast cereal.
Bon appetit! Thank you for watching, and now for the weather around the world.
In public interest news, a $64 million anti-drug plan is announced by Canadian Prime Minister Harper. Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper announced the government's two-year plan to reduce the use of illegal substances throughout Canada. Prime Minister Harper said that Canada would increase coordination with the United States in curbing illegal drugs. In addition, Canada was prepared to spend $64 million on anti-drug campaigns and increased enforcement throughout the country. Bravo and thank you, Prime Minister Harper, for your determination to stop illegal substances, thus saving the lives of your fellow citizens. God bless Canada and her beautiful people.
In science news, Australians discover new technique to help cancer patients. After more than a decade of research, scientists from the University of New South Wales, Australia, have developed a dye which can help doctors determine the effectiveness of the chemotherapy or radiotherapy treatment that the patient is undergoing. Lead researcher Dr. Philip Hogg said, "The dye will allow doctors to tailor their treatment by being able to objectively say whether the drugs are effectively working or not. This will lead to longer lifespans and better cure rates. This can be ascertained within a few days of the patients having begun the treatment. The researchers hope the dye will be widely available for cancer patients within 5 years. Thank you, and God bless Australian researchers for your beneficial discovery towards saving lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, chocolate lovers can now rejoice at the health benefits. We'll take a moment to remember God's blessings. Be right back with more positive news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In environmental news, Hollywood is taking new steps to go green. The California Film Commission is releasing a green resource guide. This will assist the film industry in reducing its environmental footprint. The green guide will help film production companies find environmentally friendly vendors for food, set construction, and power generation. The green resource guide was introduced by California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who hopes California's film industry will lead the way in ecologically sound filming practices. Thank you and God bless California Film Commission and Governor Schwarzenegger for taking the initiative in environmentally friendly commitments to save our planet.
In health news, good news for chocolate lovers. Researchers from Holy York Medical School, United Kingdom, found that dark chocolate may have a positive effect on the serotonin in the brain. With its high cocoa content and the chemical polyphenols, dark chocolate works to fight chronic fatigue syndrome. Polyphenols also improve levels of serotonin in the brain. Thus, a greater energy level is experienced as a result of moderate intake of pure dark chocolate. Thank you and God bless researchers from the United Kingdom for this helpful research finding. Now we're reassured that chocolate tastes good and is good for our health.
Please join us for a hearty laugh with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai, entitled, Great Expectation.
Oh, Grandpa, went into the doctor's office, complaining that his right knee hurt so bad he couldn't walk at all. So please do something about it. And the doctor checked him up, down, in, out, everything, and listening, everything. And I said, how old are you? The patient said, I'm 98. The doctor say, wow, I mean, look at you. You're almost 100 years old, and you complain about your knee hurt. What do you expect at your age? So the grandpa said, but my other knee also 98 and it doesn't hurt.
And now for our viewer's heartline.
Beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television Team, I would like to thank you on behalf of all human and animal beings on this planet for the free lectures and words of wisdom that you offer. Every single presentation, poem and song that you make available on your TV channel and your website is a continuous source of enlightenment for me. I have been a vegetarian all my life because of my inner call. Recently, my doctor discovered that my iron level in blood is too low and I started to eat meat. But I did not feel well and I decided to return to my normal vegetarian life. I am again a happy person, sharing every day something with the people around me, talking to animals and plants, meditating. I love life on this wonderful planet, yet I know that there is much more than this and I am looking to get more enlightenment and self-awareness. May God bless you and keep you long on this planet so that we can benefit from your knowledge and achievements. Love, Gemma Pagliavici.
Beloved Gemma, thank you so much for your sweet heartline. We applaud you for continuing your vegetarian lifestyle and are glad that you are happy with that choice. In fact, iron may easily be obtained from a balanced vegetarian diet through foods such as oatmeal, spinach, soybeans, lentils, or iron tablets and many others. May God bless you, Gemma, on your beautiful spiritual journey. Here is from Supreme Master Ching Hai personally to you. Hi, Gemma. Welcome back on the Noble Path with all my love.
Do you have a heartline today? If you have a heartline or positive news to share with other viewers, please send it to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Thank you for tuning in to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world on Supreme Master Television. You can always find us at suprememastertv.com with positive programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. God's blessings and love to you all. We'll see you soon.